This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Go to hell, New World Order.
Protect you.
We are friends, all friends.
Is the ship all right?
Seems okay if we can get to it.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you could possibly imagine. Harrison, visit Infowars.com/show now.
I hope that old man got the check to me, my commissioner. This could be a real short trip. Okay, yes.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show today.
That spirit, in some ways, would history have produced the Thomas Jeffersons and the Alexander Hamiltons of the world if it weren't for the fact that they had this oppressive regime to stand up against? I think probably not.
No, I totally agree. You're talking about that.
So this is an opportunity, the moment we live in. Because I am sick and tired even myself of, you may have, I don't know if you've read some of the books I've written or anything like this, of pointing out the problem. I've done plenty of that. But this is our opportunity now. We're not just going to throw up our hands and complain about it. This is our moment to revive.
I agree. My wife's a huge fan.
Thank you. Tell her thank you. What's her name?
Erica.
Erica, tell her thank you.
She almost got up this morning, but we didn't have anybody to take care of my daughter. She's got to get her to school. But
how old's your daughter?
6 and a half.
Oh, it's good age. You have one or...
I've got 4 children, 3 with my first wife and then 1 with her.
Oh, good for
you.
She's
6 and a half. But, and I don't mean to interrupt. You're so dead on. I see you talk about this is our 1776 moment.
I really mean that.
This is an opportunity. It is.
Yeah.
Instead of being left, the leftist mind of we're being attacked, we're being oppressed, let's give up and complain. Let's innovate. Let's out-communicate. Let's use this pressure, like lifting weights or jogging or climbing a mountain, to get stronger. That which doesn't kill me only makes me stronger, to quote Nietzsche.
Yes.
And
it's yes.
Really true. And this is 1776 part 2 for the whole world. And it's very exciting.
You know, and I think we've got to go through stages of this. And you've been doing this in my own corner of the world. I've been doing this to point out the problem and see it with clear eyes. You can't win a war unless you know that you're in one. That's the first step. Okay?
Boom.
And you got a bunch of people on that Republican Party stage that have no clue. I mean, these are clueless.
They don't even know what exactly. They're just, I'm a politician.
They have no clue.
I want to be rich and powerful.
Here are my super PAC provided talking points, literally.
They're like going to a whorehouse and the whores are lined up showing you what they got and telling you they're specialty. I mean, they're literally in front of the corporation saying, I'm good at this, I'm good at that. I will.
Mother's milk for them. Money is the mother's milk of politics. So put them to one side. But my view is, you can't win a war unless you know you're in one. And part of my job has been laying out the weaponization of financial markets, the weaponization of our capital, the weaponization of basically every sphere of our lives. This fringe minority view has taken over institutions from K-12 education to our universities, to Wall Street, to Silicon Valley, to our U.S. military. Now, I think it's worth pausing. I was going to get to the positive part. Before I do that, I think it's worth answering the question of why this other side has managed to take over every institution. And I have an unconventional theory of this one, Alex. I think that it's worth seeing. You know, you and I may be, you know, we're conservative. People may classify us as being in the right. But take those labels off.
I'm a populist.
I mean, just take the, I hate labels. They're not useful.
I agree.
They're reductionist. So let's just look at the substance of this. People who would have identified as being on the old left, right, Occupy Wall Street, challenging the bailouts, the old left version of break up big tech, the old left that was critical of colleges charging way too much money for providing far less in return, the people who have criticized schools in the inner cities failing to serve black kids in the inner city or whatever, even our military, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, a lot of that criticism used to come from what was perceived to be the old left. What happened was each of those institutions, what they did was, if you're Wall Street, you don't want to occupy Wall Street, but I'll do the new woke stuff, diversity, inclusion, climate change, great. If you're Silicon Valley, I don't like the left-wing breakup big tech. I'll censor hate speech and misinformation as you define it, but I don't do it for free, as long as I get to get you off my back. the U.S. military. If you're Mark Milley, you don't want to talk about accountability for Iraq and Afghanistan. Forget about that. I'll talk about white rage and systemic racism.
Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get steroid-free shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster, it's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back of stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vasobeats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
6th, 2001. Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Part of this is a deeper arranged marriage. It's more like, I mean, use the whorehouse analogy, it's more like mutual prostitution.
Well, that's right. The
between
power
two strange bedfellows.
That's right. The power structure has failed. They're not the aristocrats that are doing it for their own good. They know they're a fraud. The system's coming apart.
Yes. And they know it's a fraud, but it's an arranged marriage that allows them to keep their power intact.
That's it.
So anyway, you talked about similar themes. Yeah.
I mean, look, there's a meme. It's totally true. History shows it. Bad times make hard men. Hard men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times.
Yeah.
It's a cycle. So a lot of it is our fault. We can't just blame the globalists and the aristocracy. Their rot.
Thank you.
Their rot is our rot. And so
that's what I'm talking about.
There's so much entertainment, so much food.
We got to look in the mirror and ask ourselves, why is it that we bend the knee? Because yes, there. I mean, when the Israelites escape from the Pharaoh, they're lost in the desert, yet to find the promised land. What do they say? We want to go back and be ruled by the Pharaoh.
That's right.
And so we can complain about the Pharaoh all we want, and it exists. You know, the global ESG movement, modern state.
But we have to build our own system. That's actually
what is it that makes us want to bend the knee?
That's actually what this book, The Great Awakening, comes out next week. It's available on InfoWars right now, pre-order. This is a really important book, Defeating the Globalist and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. I wasn't even going to bring the book up till you brought this up. This book is not just about how they're bad. That's half the book. The rest is solutions. So I'm really impressed with your work and research. I hope you'll read it.
Can I take a copy?
Please, sir.
It's for me. All right.
Take a couple for your crew as well. So
absolutely, I'm going
to.
But
I mean, you're totally nailing it, and I watch and listen to you. That's how I was able to steal your thunder and say you're absolutely. In fact, you influenced this book. In me hearing you, we've got to talk more about solutions. And I was already on that kick, but you're right. I was like, I got to write a book about solutions and the system we can build that's alternate.
This is the moment now.
Now
is our moment
to blow this up. We got to have an
alternative vision
of
our own, right? So I think that for me, and it doesn't mean we can't have competing visions. This is the conversation we need to have. If the left is feeding us race, gender, sexuality, climate, how about reviving the individual?
Yes.
How about the family?
Yes.
Nation. That not some nebulous global citizen fighting climate change. I'm a citizen of this nation, the United States of America, and I'm proud of it. I'm not going to apologize for it. And by the way, God, I think, plays a big role in this, too. I think the revival of faith is something that
I totally agree with
us.
That's what the book's about. And again, I'm not against gay people. You know, rainbow flag stuff, but it's the new flag. They're even talking about getting rid of the American flag. They're now trying to take George Washington's statue down in New York. They're now, you know, doing all of this, and this is all unfolding, and we're having our symbols that recognize who we are and what we stand for away from us and giving us a new one that is a government corporate-directed sex cult. I don't care if it was a heterosexual cult showing me their flag and taking down our flag and telling my kids about it. I mean, if it was some new flag about NASCAR, I'm not against NASCAR, but it was NASCAR stuff everywhere, them telling my kids pledge allegiance to NASCAR, I'd say, this is a NASCAR cult. Get it out of here. And what it is...
Cult is interesting. It's an interesting use of the word. So cult is a religion that has not withstood the test of time. Okay? So it's short term. And so there's an old saying, actually. I think it came from Blaise Pascal. He was a scientist of all things. But he said, if there's a hole the size of God in your heart and God does not fill it, something else will instead.
Exactly.
And my civic version of
they
that...
They kicked God out, and now...
Some other poison fills the
demon
void.
Demon is filling it.
And so my version of that, in a civic sense, is if we don't pledge allegiance to the American flag or to a true flag of our nation, we're going to pledge allegiance to a different flag instead. I said that as a matter of analogy, but now literally there are different flags. I mean, the transgender
and there's
flag.
More and more and more. We're being divided and conquered.
That's right.
Where everybody, and they call it the broken coalition strategy. This came out in the Clinton documents in their library in Little Rock. And as they're about to win the presidency, they're having meetings. The papers are public now. We've got to create the broken coalition strategy nationwide where no group can be powerful and organized. So the parliamentary system's weak because look at Justin Trudeau. He only gets 30% of the vote, but he has coalitions with the broken coalition strategy to then have the tyranny of different minorities getting together against the majority.
Such an interesting invocation of that, because that describes our current moment right now in this country. We have, in the name of protecting against a tyranny of the majority, we have created a new tyranny of the minority.
Exactly.
And that minority has captured every institution.
And that's what you told the transgender. See, I'm quoting you back. You've taught me a lot.
You remember that.
And
okay,
I got to tell you, Viv, of course I do. I watch you every day. You and Tucker Carlson are two of my favorite people. And I tell my listeners who are real owly and don't trust the system, they're like, well, how do we know this guy's good? And I'm like, there's no way Vivek's saying all these things. That's like high noon or holy water to a vampire. He's not one of them. You do not say these things. This irrevocably damages the lie. He is good by the very fruit of the tree, as Christ said.
And my view is people should be skeptical.
I always encourage skepticism,
but we got to do something about
it. We got to move on.
I
mean, take RFK Jr. I would say I agree with about 90% of him. I agree about 99% of you. Tucker Carlson.
The climate stuff is a little bit off the reservation.
Well, he used to say we're going to arrest people that question us.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really hard to walk that back. He's got something, but he says it's out of context, and I kind of... He was talking about corporations that lie, like cigarettes.
But still, I think the climate agenda itself is a hoax.
Oh, of course it is. Climate change is a constant.
I think the any person who leads the United States going forward cannot be somebody who accepts the premises of the climate change agenda as a fixed principle for how
it's a fear-mongering for the cult.
It's disqualifying
to make you think you're bad, to give control of your life over to them. And let me just say something briefly here. I'm not a petroleum geologist, but I have family that is. They told me this 30 years ago. It's not coming from dead whales and dead dinosaurs. They now have the devices and systems. They keep finding oil deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, 50, 60,000 feet, all the way down to the mantle through the crust, and they're hitting oil and gas deposits that are so big they don't have pipes that can contain what's coming up. And what it is if you look at Mars, scientists now believe that it once had an atmosphere, but this is a short science lesson, but it once had an atmosphere, but its gravity wasn't big enough to hold the atmosphere and it had water. We know there's water under the surface. There's water under the surface of the moon. That's been confirmed. India confirmed that, what our folks confirmed back in the 60s. So that's going on. So there's actually giant reserves, and they're saying these gases are bad. The Earth used to have way higher concentrations of methane, carbon dioxide, oxygen, all these things, but it's off gas into space, and it has retreated underground. So if you look at millions of years ago, now what carbon dioxide's zero point whatever four, I mean, it's a fraction of a percent, and things used to be healthier. Plants can take 10 times the carbon dioxide. They grow faster, need less water. We need this, so it's really a magic moment. Talk about God existing, that right as the Earth starts to slowly lose its atmosphere, it'll probably still be a few million years, we come along and are digging all this up and terraforming geoengineering, putting it back up. It's good, folks. They want to ban cows because they off-gas methane. So do you. Methane helps hold heat in. We're due for another ice age, a 12,000-year cycle.
Well, you know what's funny, Alex, is you go to you probably know this, but if you go to the Newsweek cover magazine or Time magazine in the 1970s.
Freezing.
Global ice age. That's what they were saying. And if you don't abandon our modern way of life for that, for a different direction, we're going to have a global ice age. More people are going to die this year of 8 times as many people. Actually, this year are going to die of cold temperatures rather than warm ones.
Absolutely.
So these are facts you don't hear in the ordinary climate discourse.
And they also lie. They also lie. They say, hottest time ever, Death Valley. No, it's 134. It hit 131 this year. They said, Texas, hottest ever, longest spell. And then I went back and looked at the books because I remember playing football in like 1990. They had to cancel 2-a-days because it was 112 and people were dying all over the city of Dallas where I live. Mm-hmm. And it was also in Austin. But I look up the records. They're just lying.
Yeah. I think that's what our pro-American movement needs to learn is we've been lied to 360 degrees so much that it can create the first form of laziness is just believing what you're force-fed. But now our movement understands that you got to reject whatever you're force-fed. And I don't care if it's even force-fed by mainstream establishment on the left or on the right or whatever. Reject what you're force-fed.
Question everything.
Is phase one. But then at some point, you're not going to get anywhere just by sitting and questioning. That's the first step.
You're listening to Alex Jones. The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We see you on stairwell.
Eagle has wings.
Roger. How's it look?
Let's proceed.
Roger.
Ignition. InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Yeah. We've seen the problem with clear eyes. We understand the Pharaoh. We understand to be skeptical. Now, I get this. I'm not coming from a place of personal frustration, but when I'm coming on the scene aiming to lead this nation forward, people say, well, you came out of nowhere. Didn't you work at a, you know, start a biotech company? And at some point, I'm going to say, listen, people, once we see the problem with clear eyes, we can't just spin our wheels and throw our hands up. We need competent leaders who share our understanding of the problem.
Well, plus, the whole power
to actually move this country forward.
The whole power structure came after you. Then they did that whisper campaign, really secretly establishment, because you're going around networking. I mean, I've met with Bilderberg Group members. I've met with people that are in Davos. Doesn't mean I agree with them, but the whole, and you're not endorsing their system.
Hell no.
You're not. So, but the system has come after you.
Yes.
You've been the main target the last few debates. That's the endorsement. Just like people go, wait, they're indicting Trump for no reason. That endorses him. You are the next biggest targeted person.
Did you see this Hannity interview last night by chance?
No, I missed it.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm making the case. I think it's sane that on one hand, absolutely Israel is our ally. What happened to them was wrong. It was barbaric. It was medieval. And of course, they have a right to national self-defense. But I've also said that we should not want to enter a broader regional conflict in the Middle East that doesn't advance U.S. interests because we have to learn from our prior mistakes in this country. And that's arguably not good for Israel, but it's definitely not good for the United States. And so I also pointed to others in the Republican Party, like Nikki Haley, who screech, finish them, talking about Hamas and Iran as though there's no distinction. Finish them. Okay, what are the consequences of that for the United States of America?
I don't see it. Well, here's the problem.
So interestingly, this guy, Hannity, I was very disappointed, comes after me for pointing out that Nikki Haley has made $8 million after her time as the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. as a military contractor and otherwise. I mean, just that was the wake-up call for me, is to see even a purported conservative voice buy into what is the captured establishment super PAC puppetry. Last night, you should watch this one.
I will.
Let me say something. It was unbelievable.
Powerful. Let me say something to Sean Hannity, because I know him. Hey, Sean, the border's been completely wide open for 2.5 years. The Border Patrol admits tens of thousands conservatively of Hezbollah and Hamas fighters have gotten across. They've caught a bunch of them. Okay, these are 90% military-age men. Do you know what Hamas will do? They're here in our country. You know what Hezbollah
yes.
will do? So
it's in the United States of America that we need
we
to
have
about.
Look at Black Lives Matter endorsing the attacks on Israel. So we have this problem, and Iran has a high-tech military. And it's not that I'm, quote, scared of Iran, but we need to support Israel, but obviously not have our aircraft carriers attack Iran. And then now we're fighting Russia through NATO, and we're fighting Iran. What's going to happen, Sean? Use your head. This is how World War III starts, just like World War I, World War II. Once more wars start, other people say, hey, they're tied down. China is going to go into Taiwan, dummy, and we can't take on China, too.
And the saddest part of this is that if there are Republican presidential candidates who stand to make money off of it, because they're on the boards or have been on the boards of Boeing and are collecting stock options while they're running for president and have had family military contracting businesses and made a habit of making money off their time in government. This is why we have one crime family right now in the Biden family that has sold off our foreign policy to make their family rich. I could care less if you have an R after your name and you're going to do the same thing.
And that's why it's so refreshing when you're on the stage. Because literally, you said this on air, we covered it live. I was doing it with Steven Crowder. I'm like, Vivek's the only guy I can listen to. This is all talking points, crap. They're all going to do what the military-industrial complex says. And again, military-industrial complex, they said a year ago with Biden in December, we can't give tanks and F-16s and cruise missiles. That'll escalate to World War III. But they went ahead and violated their own RAND Corporation threat escalation boards. Mm-hmm. So see, your money's not going to be worth anything in your golf course stock options if we have World War III cuckoo. And now China China is messing with India. India's got aircraft carriers out there about to go to war. Pakistan
will... We are marching our way to World War III. I am increasingly worried that there are people in the United States rooting for it. And this is our moment to say, hey, we can actually, now we've seen the problem, we can't just spin our wheels and complain about it. We have a chance to lead this country to shut down the deep state, declare independence from China, end World War III and our path to it. Protect our own homeland, because that's our job and the moral obligation.
Peace, prosperity, American way.
And then pride.
And
revive pride in this country. And I think that we have a chance to do it.
Well, you know the International Bureau of Atomic Scientists, I forget the exact name of their doomsday clock, were very respected. They've never moved the clock this close. Mm-hmm. I mean, folks, China and India are basically already at war. Pakistan's ready to go. Iran is already in a proxy war with Russia against us. China's getting ready to move into Taiwan. The minute that China's moving all the way down to the Philippines, they're in gun battles with the Vietnamese, trying to take their waters and oil fields. I mean, these are the crazy times that it kicks off, and it's already begun. In fact, most analysts say we're already in World War III. The question is, will it go nuclear? And that's why, Vivek, I am really glad you are the most successful person on injecting these topics, because I see you inject topics at the national level that would have never been there, that are so vital. And so, I mean, they might assassinate Trump. So, you know, I'd like him to get elected, but if not you, I think Kennedy is going to pull more from the Republicans if he runs independent, which he is. So I like a lot of his ideas, but I think it's destructive. I'm not going to support Kennedy as a third-party candidate because that'll pull from the Republicans. Again, I hope nothing happens to Trump, but if something does happen to him...
Oh, God forbid, yeah, we don't want that. No. What we want is to advance the interests of this country and the people of this country to once again be in charge of who leads our nation.
Absolutely.
That's all I ask. And I'm going to play my part to make that happen. I'm glad we met, man. We met literally 1 or 2 minutes. We chatted before. This is the first conversation we've ever had.
Well, I'm impressed. I mean, you're showing up here like 6:45 in the morning. We're taping this. And I hear you're off the border?
Yeah, I'm going to the border. And then I'm going to New Hampshire. I mean, we're all over the place. But I'm around the clock. So
well, you're a busy
they're
man.
Pulling me out of here, actually.
All right. Well, thank you. Hey, remember,
we're going to Eagle Pass from here.
I'm an internet prison, so Infowars.com. Band.video has all our band videos, Band.video, the book, The Great Awakening. I hope you'll read it. I hope you'll come on my show soon and tell me what you thought. I'm a big fan of your work.
Thank you, man.
Good luck.
It's good meeting
you. God bless
you,
man. Be safe.
Thank you.
I want to hear Alex talk about how, hey, if we don't raise enough money by January, then we're going to have a three-month wind down. I'm like, we can't have a three-month wind down in the first half of the year of 2024 when we have this election coming up.
If you don't support InfoWarsStore.com, then we are going to announce, I would say in January is the best dead reckoning, a three-month wind down. And then we will close it, and it will be gone, and all this will be taken. It's just the way it is, folks.
We have to make it through 2024. If we can make it through 2024, we can save this country. That's why it's more important now than ever that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy Ultra 12, or that you go to DefendJones.com and help him pay for his legal bills, because they're going to try to shut us down any way they can, and this country needs this network and this audience especially more than ever. And if the network goes away, the audience dissipates.
So, if you want to support me, plus their incredible products, get InfoWars Platinum, HGH Max Boost, 7076 Testosterone Boost, Pain MD, their private labels of 3 number one bestsellers. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And I know we're in a depression. I'm not going to give up. I'm just going to go as hard as I can and as strong as I can. I need to sell 10,000 signed copies of my book. I'm in your hands. I'm not complaining. I actually feel good about this. 29 years with a hell of a run. I just can't believe we're going to shut this down. If you want us to stay on air, now's the time to spread the word we need help and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Falling apart. The wheels have come off. Humanity's turning the tide. But the enemy's striking back with everything they've got. You were supposed to already be off air. But we're not, ladies and gentlemen. We're on air. Recently, I was on Steve Bannon's show, and he said he thought it was the best interview I ever gave. I don't know about that, but I think I did nail it. So I thought we'd air this for you here today. Ahead of best-selling author, researcher, who's white-pilled, he's got positive views for the future, Michael Malice. But first, Steve Bannon.
Welcome back to the second hour of the morning edition of War Room. It's Thursday, 14 December, the year of our Lord, 2023. We've already passed a demonic NDAA that has all the demonic, and I mean demonic, parts of it to infect our military. It was all taken out. That is modern day holy war by Lady Nogrady. And of course, you heard Jim Carville. Alex Jones, join me. Do you see what's happening here, Alex? That MAGA and people that are of Christian faith are more dangerous than Al Qaeda. And that the biggest problem we have in the church and the biggest problem we have in the country is that MAGA Republicans of faith, traditional Catholics and evangelical Christians, love their country too much. Alex Jones, your thoughts, sir?
Well, Steve, you've been hammering this since Biden stole the election. Every time I've been on, we've basically talked about the FBI, the CIA, as soon as Biden got in control, the first press conference that they gave with Jen Psaki was, what we saw on January 6th is all Trump supporters, all Christians, they're the main terror threat. We're going to use Homeland Security on them. And then we've seen the talking points of we need to use Homeland Security directly to basically outlaw the MAGA movement. And now they're merging in to say, and it's the Christians, it's the conservative Catholics that are the majority, it's the evangelicals, it's all of these evil people. And then they invert reality. You got Carville, that looks like a southern Nosferatu up there, saying they're going to destroy the country while it's the globalist controlled left. It's dissolving the borders, bringing in record numbers of military age Muslim men who really would create a theocracy and go after the left. And they actually hate the left. They just got an alliance with them because the left's bringing them into the U.S., Canada, and Europe, and Australia, and other areas. So they know exactly what they're doing. And this is prepping things. You have Obama's new Netflix show that just came out, Leaving Forever, and it's all about cyber outages, power outages, and how you can't trust white people. They have a new movie coming out with a giant budget, star-studded, called Civil War 2024. So they're getting it ready, saying that, the South and Florida are going to secede, and Californians are going to revolt and take their government back, and the U.S. military is going to crush them. It's going to be white against black. So they're literally trying to start a race-based civil war to distract from the Black Rocks and the Vanguards allied with communist China that have dissolved our borders, devalued our currencies, and now you have Biden saying, and if we don't get unlimited funds, we're going to have your sons and daughters fighting in a few months in Ukraine because Russia has so far defeated NATO in this proxy war. The German chancellor came out yesterday and chillingly said, we're about to go to war mobilization, national emergency. The new Polish leader said the same thing yesterday. So we're entering the maximum season of tyranny where this entrenched global New World Order corporate ally with communist China structure knows that all over Latin America, all over Europe, all over the world, anti-globalists, nationalists, populists are getting elected. And so the State Department and others per country are creating different class groups using the sociology and the anthropology of the areas. And here in America, you heard them. First they tell you, all the MAGA people are terrorists 3 years ago. And now, we're merging that. They even said the same talking points on all those shows you play, those clips. We're merging the right-wing Christians and Catholics. They're now with the MAGA. So first they teach you MAGA's terrorists, and then they just segue that over into anybody that's Christian, anybody that's white, anybody that doesn't want drag queen pedophile time. And that's their plan.
I want to go to something that Semaphore had, Ben Smith's new newspaper. Semaphore has the lead story that Democrats are actually considering, and they don't like it, they're fighting it, but, you know, cosmetic changes to the asylum laws that'll assuage, you know, the Fox News crowd to get this $60-80 billion in Ukraine. That's just for this year. It'll be another 60 next year. Alex, just take a second. With the NDAA passing, that is going to drive out, you know, you're going to be 40% or 50% less in recruiting now because hardworking traditional Catholics and evangelical Christians will not allow their sons and daughters to go into a military that's not just simply woke but demonic. Okay, with all this transgender surgeries and, you know, all the equity, inclusion, all of this.
Critical race theory.
Nothing but cultural Marxism. Critical race theory, all of it. Why are they, what, tell the audience, what is this, I've never seen an obsession like this in my life on Ukraine. They've got to get, they bring Zelensky over here to talk to our military, to put him in the middle of a political, domestic political discussion, then waltz him around. He has no support whatsoever among the Republicans. Zero. We can't do this. We don't want to do this. We're $2.5 trillion a year now in deficits. What is their obsession with Ukraine, sir?
Well, you know the answer, but thanks for letting me give mine. But basically, I repeated your view, because your view is dead on. They've been laundering money for decades over there, the Democrat establishment, but also the Mitt Romneys and some of the neocons. So that's their bank accounts. That's their little piggy bank. That's where they've been running many of their most successful scams into the billions of dollars every year. And we all have seen Biden famously when he said, you know, I called over there and said, get rid of the prosecutor investigating me and my son, or you'll lose $1 billion by this evening. And son of a bitch, he was fired. So it's got a lot of layers, but when you get all the global Western elites aligned, when they all have an interest, that's when they get really, really dangerous. So George Soros and the EU, they want to, quote, win the war, or at least have some deal, and then, quote, have the rebuilding of Ukraine. It'll be even more money over the next decade than what they've already laundered in the hundreds of billions through there. They also want to use it as the trigger to cause a new Cold War, bare minimum, and be able to move NATO into other areas of Eastern Europe. So you've got that strategy. But it's also that they need the Ukraine crisis to continue on, because they want to use it as a unifying effect and excuse to declare emergencies, as they're now doing in Poland and Germany and other areas. And so you've got all those countries lined up wanting to use it as a diversion. You've got the U.S. wanting to use it for all those other reasons. And so we've got real alignment right now by a desperate establishment, whether it's the socialist, globalist EU, or whether it's the corrupt kleptocratic left and the dying neocons and the bird brains like Nikki Haley and Cheney, Liz Cheney, and all the rest of them. This is all they've got. And in the past, these wars they cooked up would keep them in power and people bought it. But the jig is up, and people really are not buying these wars. Sure, Americans got, there's a radical Islamic threat, but of course what we went over there and did was just stir them up more and then bring them here. So now Americans look at the Russians, and we're in their backyard, and they see Zelensky went on Fox News. We need to hear more from him. And he says, you do not get roads, you do not get money, all money go to me, stop crying like babies. I mean, these are quotes 2 days ago on Fox. I probably played the clip 5 times yesterday on my show. He's a dictator in his own country. Sure, he got elected, but he's outlawed the Orthodox Church, outlawed all opposition parties, even loyal opposition. He is taking over all the media, and even the mayor of St. Petersburg, who's anti-Russian, said this guy's becoming a pure dictator. So you have a disconnect of Zelensky, who's known to be a megalomaniac and reportedly on some serious narcotics, serious amphetamines, is just completely out of his mind. And so you get him in a room with all these other neocons and leftists, and we'll be right back with the conclusion of Steve Bannon interviewing yours truly. Please stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Sean Penn and Blinken, and you see him up there just believing that they're still in charge, and somehow this gives them value in the world when everywhere they're losing. And the whole world, not just America, is waking up to globalists, waking up to the corrupt Justice Department. Everybody's turning against Hollywood. Hollywood's already collapsed. So their system's going down. So they need a Hail Mary to bring in their central bank digital currencies, to bring in their rationing and civil emergencies, and to smokescreen and just hopefully get it across the line, because they've already basically failed unless they can create a cascade of global crises that are so bad they hope we forget what they did with COVID. They hope that we, I mean, perfect example you just gave. You have New York's Hochul and you have the mayor as well saying just 6 months ago, come here, we want you here, open borders. We have Biden during the campaign saying, when I win the election, when I steal it, I want you to immediately surge the border. We have the same UN NGOs running all that. We have 12,000 a day pouring across. And that's what they caught, okay? Okay, so I mean, it's probably 8, 9, 10 times that, according to my Border Patrol sources. So this is their Hail Mary, to flood us, bring in the new voting class, documents leaked out of the New York legislature where they're planning to have the illegals vote. A bunch of other states and cities have already passed laws, let them vote in local elections. So then they pop up and say, oh, no, the border is broken, Mayorkas suddenly says. And it's the Republicans' fault for not just legalizing them all to begin with. So none of this crap's working. People used to be somewhat asleep. Americans, on average, used to kind of be a decadent, not paying attention. But because of inflation, because of the crime, because of all the danger we see, more and more Americans, it's a large majority now, actually, are waking up or already awake. And then the knowledge curve, they'll soon be as informed as Alex Jones or Steve Bannon. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, the knowledge curve, Steve, you and I a few years ago, and I'm not bragging, it's just true, were one of the few people that got larger geopolitical understandings, understood different regions, could integrate it in historically, had read the leftist and globalist and BlackRock literature, understood it was multinational fascist on top, working with communist client states to leverage out U.S. jobs and to dominate the West, and how they use communism low level as their, you know, pop psychology that they control people with, but really it's a globalist crony fascist system. Now, everybody, I mean, Joe Rogan sounds like you and I. Tucker Carlson gets it completely, and is accelerating his understanding. And so we're reaching a critical mass here that once people really get the full picture, there's no going back, no matter what they do. Even a nuclear war is not going to save them now.
I'm gonna get to the Fed and to the into what Yellen's doing, because this is the third element to have the administrative deep state on the financial side, not just biopharmaceutical, not just national security and lawfare, but the third element, which they're going to flood the zone with cash. They've admitted this. They talked about it. It's happening. We can point to the evidence. But you have warned for a long time. Of 2024, they're going to pull out all stops. There's nothing that's going to stop them. Morning Consult poll, Carly Bonet put it up. I want to thank Carly. I ripped it off from her and put it up on my Getter over at the Midnight Rider channel. The Morning Consult poll, Jones, has got Trump. I mean, these spreads in these battleground states, and this is Morning Consult is the, I think it's the Politico polling group. This is not Trafalgar. This is not Gateway Pundit. This is not Richard Barris. This is a left-wing who don't even know how to poll MAGA. With Trump with these huge spreads, 5 and 6 points in battleground states, 10 points some places. I mean, the polling is filthy, and it's got him scared to death. In Germany, sir, Alternative for Deutschland, which is basically the anti-invasion party to stop the mass migration or mass invasion of Germany, is polling at 30% as the lead political party, in Germany. And the German establishment, the Solstice guys have come out in the last couple of days, they're open about it. Financial Times is reporting on it. They're going to shut down the party that polls the most. Do you see an analogy in what Germany's doing in the deep state in Germany, the administrative state, to what's going to happen here, Alex Jones?
The State Department, we know a year ago when Bolsonaro was really going to win, he only lost by one city where they engaged in fraud in Brazil, ran the idea to have their government outlaw Bolsonaro running for office for 8 years. They've indicted, Javier Milei, but he's still the president. Germany trying to outlaw the main populist party. Same thing's happening all over the Western world as these small parties explode. And we just saw in the Netherlands, you know, take over. They are desperately, absolutely, just like with President Trump, doing what Venezuela just did. Venezuela's been a hellhole since the communists took it over. And the opposition party starts to surge, so they arrest the leaders of the opposition party just last week, calling it treason. But to go back to the cherry on top you put, you're asking me why they're all doing this, how it's all coming together, and why they're doing it. And I didn't finish, and I should have, but you finished it for me, showing we're, you know, simpatico. You said they're going to flood the zone with cash, but to themselves in a military bailout, a banking bailout, because all the debt on the credit cards and on the home loans and the derivatives starts coming due tomorrow. And so, I mean, the stuff coming out on credit cards is just really dangerous. 60-some% of people don't have money to even pay them. They're about to turn people's credit cards off. That's in the literature. That's in the news. But I've also talked to some insiders just last night that are high up in the banks. And they say, yeah, it's all starting to cascade. And so they need another excuse to flood trillions into the world economy to prop this zombie situation up. This is after the Federal Reserve raised rates. and other central banks raise rates. So they did that to try to clamp down on inflation. It didn't really do anything. And so now they're going to flood it again. So it's like shock therapy. Turn it on, turn it off. And that's it. War is the health of the state. It's the last refuge of any tyranny. And so that's that. And look, we're not trying to be negative here. It's positive that we know the truth. It's positive we're getting ready for it. And it's positive to realize how criminal these people are. So when they carry out all the false flags and cyber attacks and everything, we don't buy it. We don't go out and riot. We understand they did it. We understand they exacerbated it. We understand when the Islamics attacked, they brought them in. I was saying that months ago. Watch, it flooded us with Muslims. Now they're going to, military-aged men. Now they're going to say, oh, we didn't know when the terrorists strike. And now the FBI is out there warning us about flashing lights. We know down every part of the checklist, we have a criminal globalist elite that's been strip mining this country politically, culturally, spiritually, financially. And they have an instinctive hatred for the people they've robbed. They're an arrogant, snot-nosed Harvard ruling class. And they are knowing they're losing their power worldwide, so they want to at least cement what's left in the U.S. as a rump state for them to feed on and have a little gladiatorial games picking on Christians and Catholics and conservatives. But it's not going to happen because we know who they are. We know their whole battle plan. And as I said earlier, once their battle plan has been externalized to the general public, there's nothing that will stop us. But it's going to be rough, and people got to get ready because it's just like a woman who's had a drunk husband that's been knocking her teeth out and breaking her arms for years, and she finally loads up that car, and her sister's there to take her to another state, and he's going to come out there and try to shoot her before she leaves. And we're in the station wagon with the kids, bleeding noses, teeth knocked out, and here comes the New World Order in Hollywood and all these pedophiles and criminals, and they got a shotgun saying, you ain't leaving. So that's where we're at.
They can't, if and when we win, I mean, the stakes are so high here, and that's why I keep saying there's no negotiation here. One side's going to win and one side's going to lose. Understanding that you're having, and you talked about a great awakening, and this awakening now, you know, Ben Burquam was in Chicago, from New York, went to Chicago, reporting the streets, African-Americans, one after the other, coming up and saying, hey, the sanctuary city, the black political class in this city is destroying us, working-class African-Americans, with flooding the zone sanctuary city. He said, we can't tolerate it anymore. We're not going to tolerate it. Somebody today put up a resolution at the city council, I think, to reverse being a sanctuary city. They can't afford to have working-class people of every race, ethnicity, religion, join together and to combat this, because if they know now, and this is why they keep saying, oh, these guys are fascists, these authoritarians, although Alex Jones is one of the leaders and saying we can't have the renewal of FISA, we don't want to surveil citizens, that's a fundamental right in the Constitution and civil liberties, yet they want to do this, they tuck it into this NDAA, the reason they want to jam this NDAA out. Alex, they understand now, they even say it, that Trump's second wave are smarter, tougher, know about running government, know where the bodies are buried. You listen to Alex Jones, you go to War Room, you listen to Tucker. We know who the bad guys are, and we know what has to be deconstructed. How then can they even consider the possibility that we will win and we will take this over? When you say 2024, how bad do you think it will get when they try to defend the last redoubt, which is the deep state?
I think World War III is on the table. Cyber attacks they're going to launch. They've already claimed MAGA is going to launch with Putin, just preposterous crap. You see them pre-programming it everywhere. The good news is there are a lot of people in the federal government and in the corporations and all across this country and the world that know this is suicidal, that know globalism is a death cult. And so they're blowing the whistle. They're speaking out.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.